The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print, and print impaired, excuse me. Hello, this is Jim Croner from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I bring to you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports, and since we are in the last possible day of recording for August of 2023, once again, we do not have a regular Reader's Digest to read from, and because Reader's Digest, once again, has gotten skimpy, and they haven't bothered to mail my new thing or even put it online yet. So we're going to do some other stuff that I've culled from earlier mailings that Reader's Digest sent out, and hopefully it'll all fit. Anyway, the first thing, let's start with something that's always important, and that's eating. How about 40 grocery store secrets you didn't know about? From Costco to Aldi's, we've got some major grocery store secrets we need to spill. Just don't shop and tell. And the first one is Walmart deals might even be better if you use the app. Opting for things like generic and name brand cereals or off-brand Oreos instead of the name brand cookie is one easy way to save money at Walmart. Another easy way is to download the store's app. Once you're in the store, you can use the app to scan the barcode on a sale item. When the item is scanned, you'll see the current price at your local store. Click into the Walmart.com tab and you're likely to see a much lower price tag for the same item. Show the lower price to the associate at the checkout and they will order the price match against their own website. And I wonder if this works for self-checkout, which is becoming the big thing at Walmart these days. And how about shop on Wednesday for Aldi's best deals? On Wednesdays, we shop at Aldi. That's because it's the best day of the week to find new products. At most Aldi locations, produce goes on sale on Wednesdays, too. Pro tip, make sure to head there in the morning to beat the crowds. And the third item, you can taste test any product at Trader Joe's. You read that right. You can taste practically anything in the store before you buy it. Just let a TJ's employee know what you're doing before you rip open a bag of JoJo's cookies and limit your sampling to one or two products per visit. If your store sells wine, that's fair game, too. The only off-limits limits are products that need to be cooked, which means you just have to wait to try their famous Mandarin Orange Chicken at home. Borrow a quarter for your Aldi shopping cart. Aldi shopping carts are definitely unique. True fans know to bring a quarter to use a cart. But if you've got your change, you don't need to head home. Just ask an employee at the register to borrow a quarter so you can get shopping. Kroger has nearly 200-plus gift cards for sale. Kroger offers digital download coupons for as much as $15 off gift card purchases. Plus, they carry more than 200 gift card varieties. We're talking everything from Airbnb to Netflix. If you purchase it with a Kroger loyalty card, you'll get double points, too. Gift cards should be definitely added to your Kroger must-have list. Keep an eye out for the occasional four-times reward point campaigns to really maximize your benefits. And number six, Costco sells designer bags. If you don't associate Costco with luxury, you probably haven't seen their purse collection. Costco offers bags from designers such as Coach, Kate Spade, and Michael Kors, all for special members-only prices. Some great value items are made by brand name companies. Walmart's great value products are solely underrated. Hello, off-brand Pop-Tarts. The budget-friendly brand's great quality shouldn't come as a surprise, though, as many of its products are made in the same manufacturing plant as Conagra brands. In fact, Great Value has been recognized as one of the top picks for best pancake mix and best frozen french fries when compared in a blind taste test to test its brand name competitors. Double day added Fresh Time. I don't know whether we have any Fresh Times in this area or not. On one day each week, Fresh Time features a double ad day. That means you could take advantage of both the weekly ad for the coming week and the week about to end. What a great way to save some extra cash. Plan your grocery shopping tips to fall on these days and you can get a discount on almost everything on your list. Aldi's chocolate is imported from Europe. If the Aldi Savers tags aren't enough of a reason to start to shove shopping there, then maybe the chocolate selection will sway you. I gotta admit, it's really good. I've done that. The German-owned company works with many European suppliers, meaning they also have lots of delicious imported treats, including chocolate and wine. There are hidden treasures at Hidden Trader Joe's. In some locations, Trader Joe's employees hide a stuffed animal among the shelves for kids to find. If they spot it, they get a lollipop at checkout, and even if they don't, TJ's employees are still pretty generous with giving out treats. You're likely to find a plastic lobster hidden somewhere in the store, too. Ooh, that would be good. You can go to Costco as a non-member. We all know the easiest trick to shopping as a non-member, shopping with a Costco member. But if you're still not sure if a Costco membership is worth the time and money, there's a whole list of ways to shop as a non-member. You can start by using the Costco cash card or buying from their website. You could snag a free Publix sandwich if you're nice. This little-known fact about Publix is one that you're going to want to note. Most of us thank our cashier and baggers just to be nice. But at Publix, you'll actually be rewarded for kindness. Any customer that compliments an employee gets a coupon for a free sandwich at the deli. Talk about good karma! Save $5 to $10 on tires at Walmart's. Buy tires at the same place you pick up a bottle of wine? You bet! If you search around, buy Goodyear tires at Walmart instead of Amazon or discount tire stores can save you $5 to $10 per tire. One less trip to the store? Count me in. Costco has a traveling wine buyer. Costco's wine buyer travels to the best of the best wine regions like Bordeaux, France, to scout out new wines to sell at your local Costco. So yeah, I don't think you need much more convincing on why you should start buying your wine at Costco. Kroger's Friday Freebies. For those who resist downloading yet another app to their phone, the Kroger app is well worth having. For one, every Friday they share a digital coupon for a free item. You can also stay in the loop at Kroger's website for their Friday freebies if you aren't willing to give up phone storage space. Publix can teach you how to cook. Some Publix locations have a small kiosk inside the apron's cooking school. Each day, a different recipe card is stocked for shoppers to pick up as they walk by. A professional chef will demo the cooking techniques needed for making that specific dinner, making it super easy to duplicate any recipe at home. Even better, every ingredient listed on the card is stocked next to the booth. It's just one of the many reasons Publix was recognized for having the best customer service in America. Walmart mattresses are a steal. Walmart's probably not the first place you'd look for a new bed, but hey, that may change. The store launched AllswellHome.com to sell its own brand of affordable mattresses and designer quality bedding. The queen-size Allswell mattress is only $449. Mattresses are one of the best value things to buy from Walmart, among wine, party supplies, and camping gear. Aldi has additional deals on their website. We all know that Aldi's groceries are affordable, but there are ways you can save even more. Check the weekly special section of their website to find local deals on everything from avocados to cleaning supplies to craft beer. Costco moves its items on purpose, and this we all know how frustrating things are. As many Costco shoppers know, Costco stock constantly moves around the store. This treasure hunt means more time scanning its shelves, which makes you more likely to notice and buy other items. But hey, I'm not complaining. I wouldn't have found Tate's chocolate chip cookies if not for my aimless walk around Costco. While you're on the hunt, scout out Costco's best value items like avocados and birthday cakes. Tuesdays are the best day to grocery shop at Target. Most Target locations follow a regular schedule for marking down clearance items by department. Mondays features markdowns on electronics, accessories, kids' clothing, books, baby items, and stationery, while Tuesdays offer the best deals on women's clothing, food, and pet supplies. Memorize Target's markdown schedule, and you'll never miss a deal again. You can beat the crowds at Sam's Club. From 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the week and 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturday, Sam's Club's Plus members have access to early shopping hours. You can have the floor to yourself while you look for some healthy Sam Club's must-haves. Each Trader Joe's store has an in-store donation coordinator. And even though Trader Joe's is a national chain, they aim to be present in each community they serve. To do so, they hire a donations coordinator for each store to assist with donations for events like silent auctions. It's one of the things Trader Joe employees want you to know. Walmart has cheaper photo prints than Walgreens. Drugstores may not be the best place for printing photos after all. Walmart charges only 12 cents per 4x6 photo for home delivery and in-store pickup, whereas competitors can charge around 39 cents for a 4x6 photo. Talk about a steal. You can buy gourmet ingredients from Costco. From fresh caviar to live lobsters to gourmet cheeses, Costco has all the finer things at your fingertips. Yes, you can feel fancy when you're shopping for bulk goldfish. Be sure to check out the gourmet food selection at Costco for more incredible finds. Publix has a BOGO sale for produce. Publix sales are legendary, especially their buy one, get one sales. BOGO items change depending on your location, but we've seen deals for products ranging from olive oil to deli meats to pints of ice cream. Hy-Vee Caterers. Hy-Vee's catering service helps you celebrate the good times without the hassle. If you're planning an event, you can order party trays while you're shopping for your weekly groceries. Oftentimes, it can be tricky to cook for a large group when organizing a party. Now you don't have to. Bliss. Kroger can offer nutrition advice. The Kroger Little Clinic offers shoppers personalized nutrition advice in the same place they shop for groceries. Their prices are extremely reasonable, $20 for a 30-minute walk and talk session, $40 for a 30-minute personalized nutrition coaching session, or $280 for a 90-day weight management program. Want to see if your Kroger store offers these awesome services? Check out their clinic locator. Costco's menu options change depending on where you live. Did you know that Costco locations in Canada sell poutine? Canadians swear by it. Canadians swear by it. Depending on where you live in the world, you can maybe be treated to other regional Costco food court favorites like meat pies in Australia and teriyaki bowls in South Korea. Walmart has free perks for new parents. Walmart gives out a complimentary baby registry box full of samples. While products can vary, the box usually includes essentials like diapers, formula, lotion, baby bottles, and more. All you have to do is sign up to get these great items for free. Costco offers discounted travel packages. I was aware of this. As if there weren't already enough ways to save money at Costco, the store has its own travel agency. Costco Travel offers everything from inexpensive car rentals to discounted Disneyland packages, which can save you hundreds of dollars. Also, be sure to check out their rotating $499 and under deals. Snag a great vacation. Kroger's vegan section is PETA approved. PETA has raved about Kroger's selection of plant-based snacks, dairy-free cheese, vegan burgers. Their favorite range from savory mains like Morningstar Farms, Buffalo Chick Patties, and White Castle's take on the veggie slider, to snacks including vegan chips and protein bars. Kroger's sustainability message is also reflected in its Peculiar Picks program, which encourages shoppers to buy ugly produce. Walmart's pharmacy has a $4 medication plan. No, it isn't too good to be true. Walmart offers a 30-day supply of generic medication for only $4. But wait, it gets even better. For $10, you can get a 90-day supply. Be sure to check out Walmart's list to find out what medications are included. Did you know Walmart has a pet pharmacy, too? Costco adds a secret ingredient to their chicken bakes. Costco's food court chicken bakes have quite the cult following. But what's not to love? Cheese, pizza dough, chicken, mozzarella, and green onion is a whole lot of yum. But what makes these pockets so good is a smear of Caesar dressing. It provides that bit of salt, creaminess, and what is that-ness that we love. Costco makes its own hot dogs. From the 80s to the mid-2000s, Costco used kosher hot dogs supplied by two separate companies. Seeing prices soar while demand for their food court hot dogs rose, Costco decided to test out its own recipe. In 2009, Costco started producing its 1/4-pound all-beef hot dog that we know and love, keeping the price at a mere $1.50. Before you go shopping, make sure you know which grocery items have the highest markups. Can you pre-order Costco pizza while you shop? Friday and Saturday nights are prime pizza time. Customer at Costco can expect a 20 to 30 minute wait while ordering a pie. But did you know you can order your pizza before you shop? Head to the food court and place your order, then complete your errand to skip the wait. Or if you prefer, you can call ahead and place your order over the phone. This Costco food court hack is a game changer. Follow Fresh Time on Instagram for savings. If you plan to shop at Fresh Time, make sure to follow its official Instagram account. The store posts about sales, new products, and special in-store events. They also keep you up to date on special contests and giveaways for prizes like gift cards and exclusive coupons, too. Do you know you can buy engagement rings at Costco? The most expensive engagement ring at Costco is you set back a whopping $349,999.99, and you can't just walk into the nearest store and buy it. you have to email diamonds@costco.com first for what we can only assume is an extreme vetting of your credit history. Once your sweetheart says yes, head to Costco for more bizarre finds. Walmart sells refurbished electronics. Electronics can be a little pricey, but at Walmart you can buy an iPhone for less. Look online for their certified refurbished electronics and you can find a phone, TV, or tablet that works like new but for a much lower price. Refurbished products come with the original accessories and a 90-day warranty. Save more by going green at Target. You get a 5-cent discount for each reusable bag you use at a Target. Not only will you feel good about using less plastic, but you save money too. And last but not least, Aldi's offers discounted name brands. If you look up and down the aisles of Aldi, you're bound to find some name brands on discount. How do they do it? Aldi stocks either discontinued or overstocked products. This allows the store to purchase the products at a reduced price and sell it at lower cost to you. Feeling a little superstitious? How about 9 unlucky things to never keep in your home? According to Feng Shui and other cultural traditions, these are home decor choices that could subject your abode to misfortune. Legends from around the world have warned us about bad luck for centuries. For those who feel particularly superstitious, there are a handful of household items that may bring negative injury into your home. While some of these items are just practical to keep out of the house anyway, some stories behind these objects will send chills up your spine. Rocking chairs. What? Did that chair just move? Oh, no. No, it was just the wind, right? Just imagine a creaky old rocking chair slowly moving back and forth in a dark, deserted room. It's probably enough to make you understand why superstitious people prefer their chairs firmly locked on the floor. According to Irish legend, an empty rocking chair is an open invitation for evil spirits to take a seat. If the chair moves on its own, that's a sure sign that a specter has already taken residence. Green paint. This superstition actually has a solid basis in historical fact, since at one time green dyes actually could be lethal. Throughout the 18th century, synthetic green dyes were made with a newly discovered compound called cupric hydrogen arsenic. Yes, arsenic. Green painted or papered walls could release the toxic gases when damp, and some factory workers at the time fell ill and died from exposure to the dyes. Through the widespread publication of the arsenic recipe in 1822, finally alerted its public to its dangers, some superstitious homeowners view green walls as a bad omen even today. But yet, that's interesting because, you know, in theater and in on television and stuff, there's the green room where actors wait to go out to do their thing. That's interesting. Broken or stopped clocks. Feng Shui traditions warn against keeping broken items in your home, period. They represent both internal and external clutter that has no place in your life. A broken clock in particular can be a bad omen. Feng Shui dictates that timekeeping tools should always be in working order, lest you risk becoming stuck in a rut and stop moving forward in your life. Should a broken clock chime, this signals that a death may soon befall your household. Cacti. Bad news for plant parents. Feng Shui principles claim that plants with spiky or thorny exteriors are magnets for bad vibes. The prickly surfaces of cacti or other similarly spiky plants like agave can bring tension into your home and relationships. The lone exception? Roses, whose thorny stems apparently aren't enough to taint the positive energy from the elegant blooms. An unmade bed. Ooh, I'm in trouble. Perhaps concocted by frustrated parents. A superstition warns that not making your bed or even being interrupted while making it can doom you to a sleepless night. Try to stay free of distractions when you smooth your sheets and fluff up your pillows. That'll make it more painless anyway. An open umbrella. Does this one sound familiar? Precautions against opening an umbrella indoors date back further than you might think, as far back as ancient Egypt. In ancient times, bringing any item meant to protect you from the weather into your home was disrespectful to the guardian spirits keeping watch over your dwelling. You were suggesting that the guardian's protection wasn't good enough. Fear of incurring the wrath of jealous spirit has been enough to keep people warning against opening an umbrella inside ever since. Dead or dry plants. If you want a lively home filled with positive energy, don't let dried-up, lifeless plants remain on display. Having dead things in your home is said to bring dead energy, tainting the dwelling's mojo. More superficially, shriveled-up leaves and drooping stems probably won't make your home look any more presentable or inviting. Taxidermy. If dead plants are believed to bring negative energy into your abode, you can bet the dead animals are an absolute juju no-no. Do you really want that lifeless deer head greeting your guests? And can you really be positive those beady eyes aren't following you? Even less superstitious homeowners might want to think twice before displaying an animal carcass in your home, since taxidermy might be a turnoff for potential home buyers. Similarly, you might want to stay away from artwork that depicts scenes of destruction, like a shipwreck or a battle. An outdated calendar. Keeping an old calendar on display in your home is said to push your luck in the same way that broken clocks do. Feng Shui warns against keeping a timekeeping device incorrectly, claiming it could bring misfortune, curtail prosperity, and even shorten your life. If you'd rather be on the safe side, make sure your home calendar isn't falling behind the times. And with that, let's roll over to Consumer Reports and find some easy ideas for a better and safer bathroom. Tubs with relaxing jets, showers with massaging handheld sprayers, heated toilet seats. The newest bath innovations create spa-like sanctuaries, but for many of us, this room is still filled with safety hazards, including hard surfaces and slippery floors. The Consumer Product Safety Commission reports that between 2016 and 2020, older adults, like me, sustained more than 97,000 injuries every year from falls around the bathtub alone. Fortunately, there are ways to make your bathroom safer and more comfortable, and no renovations are required. And one of the things listed is slip-proof surfaces. Improving the traction of tubs, showers, and floors is a quick do-it-yourself job. Consider toilet height. The best in our tests have higher seats, which makes it easier to sit and stand. Swap out your shower head. CR's top-rated models have easy-to-use controls and a choice of spray settings. And add strong support. Well-placed grab bars can help prevent a fall, and they look better than they used to. Spruce up the tub and shower. Your bathroom should provide a sense of well-being, says Deborah Roselle, president of Innovative Inclusive Design and a certified aging-in-place specialist, CAPS. But you can't do that if you don't feel secure navigating it. And although it's tempting to let aesthetics take the lead when it comes to your shower and tub, water and tile can be a slippery combination. Making a few adjustments in and around the bathing areas can help you enjoy your shower time with Lethworthy. First of all, get good traction. Falls are a huge concern in a bathroom. But there's a lot you can do to mitigate that risk. If your shower or tub floor is slippery, you can use products that apply traction to tiles, says Russell Kinsdorf, president of the National Floor Safety Institute. Made with a mild acid, these solutions aren't a coating but a scrub that you use on the surface to break down the buildup of soil and soap and micro-etch it, improving slip resistance. Try the Slip Doctor Stone Grip Anti-Slip Floor Treatment, Amazon, $65, which works on porcelain and ceramic as well as stone. Outside the shower or tub, choose a bath mat with a non-skid bottom. Mats with a thick pile from long staple cotton yarns are particularly soft and absorbent. Like Frontgate's Resort Collection skid-resistant bath rug, Frontgate, $59. When you clean the floor, use products that don't leave a slippery residue. The NFSSI attempted 17 common ones and found that a surprising 12 of them left residue on the floor that reduced traction. So look for residue-free products such as the on the packaging, like bonus hard surface floor cleaner from Home Depot at $20. If your floor tile is slippery, you can use the same traction products you use for the shower. Seat yourself. A stylish shower branch can provide sport. While you bathe, they're just set for the place to rest and relax. Vince Butler, a CAPS builder who serves in the National Association of Home Builders, Remodelers Council, recommends the Invisalign from Healthcare Craft Products for an attractive bench options. They're not inexpensive, he says, but they're exceptionally well-built and come in a range of styles. Invisia Serena Seat Healthcraft Products for $450 affixes to a wall and folds up, which saves valuable shower space when it's not in use. But it does require some drilling. There are also plenty of freestanding shower benches in different sizes and styles, though many aren't compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. Butler doesn't recommend those for people with mobility issues, but a bench like the genuine teak spa or shower seat from Home Depot at $100 makes a good surface for bath accessories. Simplify your faucet. Consider replacing your tub and shower fixtures with a single lever controls, like Glacier Boy's daring single-headed one-spray tube and shower faucet, Home Depot at $199. The lever is easier to grasp than a knob, Rosa says, and having just one handle for temperature control allows for finer adjustments than separate ones for hot and cold. Rethink your shower head. If you've always had a fixed shower head, you might appreciate the flexibility of a handheld style. I'll tell you what, I love my handheld shower head, which has a long hose. Look for one that's 59 inches long and a sprayer head. You could hand-free when sprayer head is resting on a holder at typical shower head height, or as a hand shower, whether you're standing or seated in a shower or tub. Bonus, it's great for rinsing off the walls of a shower door when you're cleaning. For even more versatility, choose a style that slides up and down on a vertical slide bar so you can raise or lower it to your desired height without having to hold it as you bathe. Kohler's Awaken 27.25-inch shower slide bar. Home Depot for $51 comes in a few different finishes. What's your shower style? Changing a shower head is easy. Just unscrew the one you have and replace it. The connections are standard. Choose a model with the FX you want, from simple all-over coverage to options for a more focused or intense stream. Quick changes. Just tap its surface for a wall-mounted remote to switch among four sprays patterns. American Standard, that's $130, and it scored 82 on the score. Sorry about that. For a steady spray, the single-setting model that our panelists found refreshing has a wireless Bluetooth speaker, too. Wow. From Kohler, BT, $99. For adaptable choice, this model detaches for use as a handheld. Great for cleaning yourself and your shower. The Moen Engage Magnetix for $73. And the Power Shower, love an intense stream, that's one of the five spray options the shower head supplies. Hoppo Pro High Pressure Fixed for $18. The best towels. Good quality towels are made of 100% cotton, says Preeti Iyer, PhD, an assistant professor of textile science and marketing at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. The high percentage of cellulose in cotton makes it super absorbent. Egyptian, Pima, and Turkish cottons feel soft, but Egyptian and Pima Company have longer fibers that make them extra plush. How they're woven affects the texture, too. Terry cloth. These cozy towels have loops in the weave that increase absorbency, but they get heavy when wet and can take longer to dry. Sierra likes Frontgate Resort Collection Bath Towel from $44 and Hydra Cotton Quick Dry Organic Towel for Pottery Barn for $35. Flat weave. Flat woven towels like West Elm's Kirkish Tassel Organic Towel for $30 are thinner and lighter but still absorbent, though not as much as terry. They'll dry more quickly than heavier towels and take up less space. The waffle pattern. These crisp towels like the Onsen Bath Towel from Huckleberry for $100 aren't as plush as terry, but they trap moisture well. The texture provides good airflow so the fabric dries quickly. Area points out that this type of towel also has a gentle exfoliating effect. How about giving the toilet some attention? Ifir predates the mid-1990s when water conservation regulations for household toilets changed. It might be time to replace it. You'll see savings in your water bill, and you can choose one of the size and shape that best fits your bathroom and your personal preferences. While you're at it, consider installing a grab bar nearby and in the shower, too. And I've got just a couple high points here. Be strategic about safety. A sturdy grab bar that double duty as a toilet paper holder won't detract from the style of your bathroom. Layer the lighting. A combination of targeted task lighting in slippery areas, dimmable overall illumination, and night lights will make the bath safe and beautiful. Use interior organizers to maximize cabinet space so you can keep surfaces neat and tidy. Bins and baskets are great for color and color. And the top picks for toilets are the Glacier Bay N4200 from Home Depot for $180, the American Standard Esteem Vor Max for $300, and Brondell Swash 1000 Advanced Bidet Toilet for $600. Choose the right toilet. Many of CR's most high-rated models cost between $200 and $400, and some are priced even lower. They come in single and dual flush models, the latter if you choose between two flush rates, one for liquid waste and the other higher for solid waste. If they're pretty straightforward to replace, says Chris Regan, a senior test engineer at CR, especially for a plumber or handy person. It's a good idea to choose one that's easier to sit down on and stand up from. These models, like the two top-rated styles shown above, are often described as comfort height and measure between 17 and 19 inches from the floor to toilet seat. Elongated seats are typically more comfortable than round ones. though a round bowl takes up less space, helpful in a tight bathroom. If you'd like to update your existing toilet, you can add height by replacing the seat with a taller one. Weigh the benefits of a bidet. During the pandemic's toilet paper shortage, bidet seats and attachments went from a curiosity to a coveted convenience. The truth is, they aren't intended to replace toilet paper entirely. Still, a good bidet will help you use a lot less of it, a boon for your budget and the environment. As you shop, you'll see both seats and attachments with spray water to cleanse your backside. Bidet seats replace your existing toilet seat, and they can be mechanical, relying on water pressure to send a stream of water upward, or mechanical and electrical, using an electric pump to power the stream. Some even have a range of features, though not all of them are necessary. For instance, the Braudel Swash 1000 Advanced Bidet Toilet Seat on the fishing page has a heated seat and warm air dryer and uses warm water. Bidet attachments connected to your existing seat, and they're mechanical, so you don't need to plug them in. Some come with water pressure control and self-cleaning nozzles. Install grab bars. A grab bar positioned by the toilet can support you and provide a general sense of comfort and stability as you move around the room. I call them the seat belts of our bathroom, Butler says. They're also better than toilet support rails, frames that rest on the toilet or freestanding ones, because they're designed to support your full body weight, while most toilet frames aren't. Good news, these safety beads don't have to be eyesores. People will think, ugh, my space is going to look like a hospital room. And it doesn't have to, says Deborah Roselle, an aging-in-place specialist. Many options can match the style and finish of the rest of your bathroom hardware. Kohler's Grand Grab Bar, that's a mouthful, comes in several finishes and three lengths, and you'll find plenty of other styles and other brands. Moen's Home Care 8x1 Screw Grab Bar with Ungraded Paper Holder functions as a toilet paper holder, too. As you shop, look for grab bars that are ADA compliant or compliant with accessibility standard A117.1 that will ensure they support 250 pounds of weight. Install the bars horizontally 33 to 36 inches high beside the toilet and in the shower or tub, and on any other place you might like some extra support. Both ends of the bar should be anchored into wall studs or solid framing with the hollow wall anchors. If you've never installed one, search the online directory of the National Association of Home Builders to find a local certified expert to do the job. Don't place towel bars where you might be tempted to grab them. They aren't designed to support you. Keep it bright and clutter-free. Let there be lighting. Ceiling fixtures provide overall illumination, but don't forget to place task lighting in areas where better visibility could prevent accidents by the sink, near the toilet, and above the tub or shower. Try dimmable or even multicolored bulbs, says Paul Harris, Ph.D., a social psychologist at Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. The Philips Hue 100-watt A21 LED smart bulb lets you adjust the intensity and color of the light from bright white as you're getting ready in the morning to a warm glow when you're winding down in the evening. Position night lights by the toilet and sink. Help you navigate in the dark. Choose one that stay on rather than motion sensor lights, so that you can see where you're going before you enter the bathroom. Drawers and cabinets should be easy to reach and open. Consider replacing knobs with a lever or bar handles, and look for units to slide out shelves. Organized like Link Professional Undersink Cabinetizers from Lowe's at $59 can be screwed into your existing cabinets. Make essentials more accessible by relocating items that don't need to be in the bathroom, for example. Cleaning products and detergent take up a lot of room, and you probably don't use them every day. Move them to your utility closet instead. If you're doing a bigger update and have an electrician on the job, installing an outlet inside your vanity storage can help keep appliances like hair dryers neatly corralled away from water. Storage areas are also great spots to add personal touches that won't get in the way. Display a small plant on a shelf. A ZZ plant can tolerate minimal lighting, or stock shower caddy with body scrubs or gel like Lavender Taco Lush Sleepy Fluid or ounces to fill the space with a fragrance you love. And a little bit of auto road report here. An AI assistant may soon be your co-pilot and tour guide. Artificial intelligence is coming to your car's dashboard, where digital assistants promise to be helpful road companions. Some Ford models with SYNC 3 or SYNC 4 infotainment systems offer MAPO, an integrated app that uses AI to share travel recommendations and suggested routes. Mercedes-Benz offers a similar device in Germany and will expand to other markets. And GM is studying an AI-based assistant that might be able to walk owners through tasks like changing a tire. Do new cars still need a break-in period? Boy, this is something us old people remember. Yes, many automakers still advise you to take a few simple precautions early on to avoid stressing a gas-powered car's components. The guidelines for your car can be found in the owner's manual. Generally speaking, you want to limit vehicle speed, the rate of acceleration, and heavy braking for a set number of miles, often the 500 to 1,000 range, says Mike Croson, a master technician and Consumer Reports staff mechanic. Even some EVs require a break-in period. With the Ford 150 Lightning, an electric version of the popular F-150 pickup truck, the owner's manual says to avoid highway speeds and towing for the first 1,000 miles. Vital statistics. 350% the rate of increase in consumer demand for electric vehicles. For now, supply isn't meeting shoppers' demand for EVs, and it might not catch up until 2030, according to a recent analysis by the Consumer Reports. There are approximately 4 to 5 ready buyers for every EV being manufactured. And how to get the most from your infotainment system. How to make your car's screens and buttons more user-friendly and what to look for when buying new. You might love many things about your car, how comfortable it is, how it drives, that it's reliable. But all that love can go right out the window if, like many Americans, you're frustrated with the car's infotainment system. Firstly, every new vehicle on sale today has a center control, an infotainment screen for phone calls, navigation, music, and climate control. But in a 2022 survey of CR members, only about half of those who own cars from model year 2020 or newer said they were very satisfied with the infotainment system in their vehicles. Common complaints in freezing screens, convoluted menus, and touch-sensitive controls that are harder to use while driving than physical buttons and knobs. At the same time, the sleek, minimalist look of touchscreens is very popular with consumers, says Kelly Funkhaus, manager for vehicle technology at CR's Auto Test Center. The problem is some Tesla's take a good idea and go overboard, putting too many features in one place. In many newer models, common tasks that drivers used to accomplish with a simple press of a button or turn of a knob now require navigating through multiple screens, which means more steps, more time, and more attention. If you're one of the many who are annoyed with your car's infotainment systems, our experts will tell you how to optimize it so that it's easier to use. We'll also show you how Android Auto or Apple CarPlay can bring familiar phone apps to your car's screen and make a bad system much better. And if you're like one of the many survey respondents who told us they're hanging on to an older vehicle simply because it has fewer bells and whistles, we'll help you find a new car with an infotainment system that's easy to use. You know, one of the things I remember when I was still fully employed, and we got a new phone system, and it was the most complicated thing I couldn't imagine. We all agreed that whoever designs these things needs to not be an engineer, because engineers have this thing that they seem to want to make everything really neat, not necessarily easy to use. Okay, what's a good information system? You make your system work for you. Nearly every automaker's infotainment system looks and operates differently, and most can be very complicated, even overwhelming to learn. Our experts offer step-by-step advice on how to make using these systems simpler so that you can benefit from what they offer. Here's what to do. Check for a software update. If you're experiencing problems with your system, first check to make sure you're running the latest software. Automakers sometimes release new software that can improve an infotainment system's performance, fix bugs, and add features. For example, a software update on the Ford Mustang Mach-E made Apple CarPlay displays larger and easier to read on the screen, and our reliability survey data showed that the number of complaints from BMW owners about blank and frozen infotainment screens decreased after BMW issued software updates. Some updates are done automatically via car cellular connection. Some can be downloaded and installed at home over Wi-Fi, and others require a trip to the dealership. The next time your car is in for service, ask whether there are any available software updates. If you're having trouble with Bluetooth, Android Auto, or CarPlay, it may be your phone's fault, says Michael Crossan, automotive technician at CR's Auto Test Center. I have seen a phone that worked fine with a vehicle stopped working after the phone performed an update, he says. Further software updates might address this problem, so make sure your phone and car are both running the latest versions. Number 2, set up quick access to your favorite feature. Instead of pressing many buttons or searching through multiple screens just to change the radio station or make a phone call, many cars have a shortcut button that lets you perform frequent tasks like calling a family member, switching from streaming audio to an FM radio station, or navigating to a specific address. You can follow the instructions in your owner's manual or ask the dealership to give you a hand. If your car has a programmable shortcut button, you should use it to launch a task you do frequently to save yourself some time and hassle. In Kia and Hyundai vehicles, the shortcut button is labeled with a star. In some GM vehicles, it's mixed with the radio presets. Other vehicles let you customize the home screen so that the apps you use most are often are easiest to fix. Reboot to fix common problems. Few issues are more frustrating than a frozen or blank screen, especially if you're relying on navigation to tell you which way to go. Turning a system off and on again will usually clear up this and other problems. In most newer cars, that means putting the car into park, turning it off, and opening and closing the driver's door before starting the ignition. That's interesting. You're essentially tricking the car into thinking you parked it and walked away. If you're having phone connectivity problems, disconnect your phone and turn it off. Let it sit for a minute, then power the phone back on and reconnect to the car. If that doesn't fix things, you might need to do a hard reset to restore the system to factory settings. This differs from car to car, but it's easy to do at home with our instructions. To find out how, go to cr.org/reboot-info. Printed owner manuals are becoming a thing of the past, but you now have access to online videos, guides, even to live experts to help you set up and customize your infotainment system or answer questions about it. For example, Honda offers videos on dealership websites that walk through common tasks like pairing a phone or entering a navigation destination. Lexus has what it calls technology specialists, dealership employees who can help answer your infotainment questions to the point of sale and after. BMW's Genius Hotline can connect you with infotainment experts over the phone. Many individual dealerships put you YouTube videos with the step-by-step instructions about infotainment functions on their websites. So there are two. I like to start locally at the dealership, says Crossan. Even a phone call can sometimes clear up an issue. If you do have to visit the service department, make sure you have your phone with you, because they may need to diagnose the situation. What a good infotainment system looks like. An easy-to-use interface. The Hyundai has a familiar touchscreen setup. The Acura below has a screen that you don't operate by touch. Instead, you use separate touch pads between the front seats, an arrangement many survey respondents complained about. The touchpad has a few different zones that control different regions of the screen, so using it properly requires extra time and attention. It can be hard to tell if a good infotainment system from a bad one just by looking at the screen. Considering the difference between the two screens, and there's a picture here, at the distance they look almost identical, but the one on the larger photo from Hyundai is one of the highest rated in our survey, with 64% of owners saying they're very satisfied with it. The one at the bottom left, and I have a picture here, it's not very attractive, at the bottom left from Acura has the lowest satisfaction in our survey, with only 28% saying they're very satisfied. Acura owners complained that their infotainment systems had confusing controls and icons and couldn't always connect to phones, and didn't recognize voice commands. Hyundai owners had some complaints too, but not nearly as many. The last thing you want is for your infotainment system to become a source of distraction and frustration that causes you to fuss with your car or screen while you're driving. Luckily, it seems automakers are getting a message that consumers want better systems. After Honda's infotainment system spent a long time near the bottom of our surveys, the automaker recently redesigned them. Our experts think the ones in Honda cars and SUVs are now some of the best out there, thanks to their simple menu design, clearly marked controls, large icons, and easy Android Auto and Apple CarPlay compatibility. We asked Funkhauser to walk us through what separates the best from the rest to help you make an informed shopping decision. And also, I'm looking more of those things on the two screens. Bumpy roads can make it hard to touch a precise spot on any touch screen. The best design systems provide a ledge to place your wrist while making a selection and show icons big enough so they're easy to select. That's interesting. Physical controls, knobs controlling volume and tuning, are easier to operate than screen icons. Though our infotainment system didn't ask about climate controls, automakers often add temperature, vent direction for speed, fan speed, and heating steering wheel and seat controls to the same touch screens used for media and navigation. That can lead to a crowded screen that's hard to operate while driving. A dedicated shortcut button is good. Like many other car makers, Hyundai has a dedicated customizable shortcut button to quickly summon a frequently used screen. It saves drivers from having to fool around with complex controls. Make a bad system better. Just because your car has an infotainment system you hate doesn't mean you're stuck with it. In fact, you might be carrying the solution in your pocket or purse. Your smartphone. Nearly all new vehicles and only older models feature Apple CarPlay and Android Auto compatibility, which lets your smartphone serve as your car's infotainment system. When you connect your phone to a car and use Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, the infotainment screen looks a lot like your phone screen, except with easier-to-see menus. You'll have access to some of the same apps you probably already use on your phone, such as Spotify for music and Waze for navigation. But distracting features such as keyboard-based texting are disabled. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto use your phone's own data plan for streaming audio and map and traffic data. By comparison, built-in systems often require subscriptions or expensive software updates to get similar real-time data. Overall, 57% of our survey respondents said they were very satisfied with CarPlay, compared with a 50% satisfaction rating with built-in systems and 44% for Android Auto. They improved the user experience for 3 out of the 5 least satisfying brand systems in our survey. In the case of CarPlay, it made a majority of systems better, but more than a quarter of the drivers said they never or rarely used either system. For navigation, these smartphone-based systems are less useful. In EVs, where a built-in navigation system might do a better job, creating a custom route based on the car's energy usage and battery state. Apple CarPlay. Pros. Familiar Apple and third-party apps. Uses Siri for voice recognition. Large, colorful icons. The cons. It's not easy to customize a home screen as Android Auto. Sometimes unreliable connection, particularly when wireless. Pros. For Android Auto. Works with less expensive phones. Easy to customizable home screen. Customizable home screen. Google Assistant for voice recognition. The cons, more frequent software updates can change the look of the system just as drivers are getting used to it. Not available in as many vehicles. Which brands are the best? The brand rankings in this chart we're going to read here on CVAR survey data on more than 40,000 vehicles from 2020 model year and newer. If you're shopping for a new car, use them to determine which systems you might want to avoid. If you're not satisfied with your current built-in system, considering using Apple CarPlay or Android Auto to improve the experience. The number one is Genesis, followed by Tesla, Hyundai, BMW, Rivian, Buick, Cadillac, Lincoln, Jeep, GMC, Ram, Alfa Romeo, Chevrolet, and Ford. Then we go to Dodge, Mitsubishi, Mercedes-Benz is way down as long as Porsche, and Volvo, which is kind of surprising, Land Rover, Chrysler, Kia, Honda, Mini, Audi, Nissan, Infiniti, Volkswagen, Toyota, Lexus, Mazda, and Subaru, and Acura is way at the bottom. And that's really kind of a shame. The built-in system for Genesis outranks everybody, and Tesla's not far behind. How to get roadside help ASAP. A roadside assistant plant can help you out with a flat tire, an empty gas tank, or a leaky radiator cut your drive short. It can defray the high cost of towing and even provide discounts on travel-related services. Traditional roadside assistant plans included towing, jump-starting, locksmith services, fuel delivery, and help fixing or repairing a flat tire. Many also include winching in case your car needs to be pulled out of a ditch or snowbank. Some plans include a mobile EV charging service for EV owners who run out of juice on the road. Now, that's interesting. I didn't know that. Having been around since 1902, AAA may be the most familiar provider for roadside assistance services, but there are plenty of other options, including companies like Good Sam that offer similar service. Many credit card and insurance companies also now sell roadside assistance membership plans, and some automakers include roadside assistance with the purchase of a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. Below are summaries of various type of plans to help you decide which one is right for you. And I saw a recent joke, which I thought was kind of funny. What happens if your electric vehicle runs out of power on the side of the road? Do you look for a bucket that will help you go to the next plug-in place and load a bucket full of electricity to bring it back? Interesting. Plans from a car manufacturer. Some new cars come with roadside assistance plans at no added cost. These remain in effect for the length of the factory warranty, usually a minimum of 3 years. Unlike many other plans, which provide towing for your vehicle to the nearest repair shop, these typically will only take you to an authorized dealer. It's best for new car owners. If you want to save money, this is a good economical choice. It's worth buying an additional basic full-service plan so that you're covered in case you break down when the dealership is closed or there isn't one nearby, says Chuck Bell, CR's Financial Policy Network. Plans offered by auto insurance companies. These roadside assistance plans can be added to your insurance premium and will cover all insured drivers and cars. The cost may be lower than purchasing a plan from another provider, and the claims processes may be streamlined if you end up needing to file one. Allstate, for example, will allow you to tack roadside assistance on your existing coverage for as little as $25 per vehicle per billing period. The best for families with multiple drivers and cars. But read the fine print to make sure the company doesn't count calls with services as claims, which could raise your annual premium. Full service plans. This choice from companies including AAA, Better World Club, Good Sam, and National General Motor Club usually offers the broadest range of membership tiers. AAA has three plans, including one that provides four assistant calls per year and up to 3 miles of towing, and with one with four calls per year and up to 100 miles of towing. Costs range from about $40 to more than $160 annual. And it's best for road warriors and drivers with older cars. Full-service plans also typically include discounts on dining, hotel, shopping, and fuel at participating vendors. Good Sam also covers members driving in some locations outside the continental U.S. Plans from credit card companies. Some cards may cover basic roadside assistance, but many companies charge a flat fee for instance. For example, all Visa cards come with an a la carte roadside assistance option that costs $79.95 per incident. Cards from individual banks, such as Bank America and Chase, may also come with roadside assistance, and they're best for those who have no other coverage. Credit card plans generally aren't as good value as full-service plans. They're better than paying full price for towing if you don't want to pay for a yearly membership, but they don't include extra discounts that you find with other plans. Well, we've got about 6 minutes left in the program, so let's switch to the September issue of Consumer Reports. Woo, already got it. Auto safety should be standard. In 1936, when CR published its first car rating, seatbelts were rare and airbags for automobiles have not been invented. We now take these features for granted, but there's still so much we could do to make cars safer. These days, however, the question sometimes isn't whether better safety tech exists, but whether automakers are making these new safety advances available to all customers, just to those who can pay extra. Proven life-saving safety features could come standard on every vehicle, and CR has championed this idea for decades. We are proud of our work ensuring that all cars come with seat belts, airbags, backup cameras, electronic stability control, and more. But we can't stop there, because new life-saving technologies must be accessible to all. Our consumer-driven calls for action have led to a great progress this year. But according to the Governor's Highway Safety Association, pedestrian fatalities have increased by 77% since 2010. We were pleased that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recently proposed requiring that automatic emergency braking, AEB, with pedestrian detection come standard on all new passenger vehicles. CR has long advocated for this change, which would be likely to prevent hundreds of deaths and tens of thousands of injuries yearly. We are also advocating to make automatic crash notification standard. ACN, a technology that uses built-in sensors that detect a crash, calls for help in an emergency, and provides responders with the vehicle's precise location. It's required on new cars in most European countries, and there's no reason we shouldn't make this common sense protection available to everyone in the U.S. CR's advocacy is already having an impact. Hyundai announced it would include the technology in its new cars sold after 2024, in part because of our work. And more than 30,000 consumers have signed our petition urging all automakers to make it a standard feature in their vehicles. You can add your voice to our call for change at cr.org/ACN petition. And that's Marta El Tolado, President and CEO. Tickets minus the junk fees. The tide is turning against the use of junk fees by seller of tickets for live events such as concerts and sporting events. In June, under pressure from the White House, concert conglomerate Live Nation, its Ticketmaster subsidiary, and ticket reseller SeatGeek pledged to introduce an all-in pricing that will let consumers see the full price of tickets up front, fees included. Last year, New York passed the first state law requiring ticket sellers to disclose all fees and charges up front. CR has been at the center of the fight against junk fees, so-called because they're often not included in advertised prices and frequently surprise consumers late in the purchasing process when it's too late or too inconvenient to back out. They make it hard for shoppers to compare prices. In 2018, we launched a campaign to spotlight the problem across many industries. More recently, we urged federal regulators to clamp down on the worst abusers, briefed White House staff members on the issue, and endorsed the Junk Fee Prevention Act now being debated in Congress. The National Economic Council found in 2016 found that event ticketing fees were among the larger unavoidable fees as a percentage of price in the consumer marketplace. Voluntary all-in pricing by a handful of major ticket sellers is a good step toward addressing the problem, but it's not enough. We need oversight and enforcement to make sure there is no gaming of the system or backsliding, says CR Advocacy Program Director Chuck Bell. You can help by signing our petition in support of the Federal Junk Fee Prevention Act at cr.org/junkfreelaw. Hidden fees can count for up to 40% of ticket prices. Buy now, pay later loans, which let you break the cost of goods and services into several payments, are now offered in almost every retail transaction online and off. But a recent CR investigation found that some BNPL loans lack built-in protections that can put consumers in risk they don't realize. Among other issues, fees and interest rates are not always clearly disclosed, and there's no way consumers can dispute unfair charges. Join us in urging the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to put rules in place to address these and other concerns at cr.org/BNPL rules. Safer EBAC batteries. What's at stake? When the lithium-ion batteries that power electric bikes are poorly made, they can cause fires that are hard to extinguish. In just the first half of 2023, New York City, 113 fires, 71 injuries, and 13 deaths were linked to these batteries, purporting an urgent need to address this issue nationwide. In December 2022, CR published an investigation on the growing number of battery fires. The report highlighted regulatory challenges surrounding the batteries, including a 2016 trade law change that allows products that cost less than $800 to be imported with minimal safety oversight and without being subject to tariffs. This has enabled a flood of poorly made, inexpensive e-bikes to enter the U.S. largely uninspected. It also said that only 13 hundreds of e-bike manufacturers were certifying their products to UL 2849, a voluntary standard for batteries and electronics and e-bikes. And we have run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next week, and thanks so much for listening.